Do you have anything in the national interest to report?
No, I'm just being picketed by a group of the Interreligious Committee on Vietnam. I talked to Andy Goodpaster, briefed him on both the pause and also the situation in the Dominican Republic, and asked him to call you, and he will do so within 10 or 15 minutes.
All right.
Beyond that, everything's going reasonably well, except that my treaty with Rivers and Hebert is falling apart. I have Rivers' signed statement, but by God, he can't deliver his committee, and we're in a heck of a mess at the moment. But I think we can work this out the rest of the week. It's really very amusing. He's embarrassed.
Well, I thought you showed me a letter they bear signed.
I did. Absolutely, but he can't deliver his committee.
You mean Hebert can't or Rivers can't?
Well, neither one of them can. They've got a bunch of hotheads on there, and they just can't deliver them. But I'm going up tomorrow morning to meet with the group, and I'm hopeful by the end of the week to work this thing out. Anyhow, I've got Hebert's signed statement of support for the program, and eventually he's going to have to deliver or he loses his own influence.
Now, Bob, are our military people the brains that we have meeting and planning and thinking of every step that might needed to take so we got adequate contingencies? Let's assume that aid goes out of business tonight, and we know that they're building each day and increasing each day and getting stronger each day. And let's assume then that our people are fired upon, or we're attacked, or we're involved some way, or we have to get the radio station, how we do it, what we do, and whether we could go to get an OAS flag if we had to have it, or do we just sit there and let events take place? Are we considering every possible thing that might occur, and what do we do about it?
I believe we are, Mr. President. We have laid out the plans. They're in considerable detail. The problem is that every one of them is bloody. And very bloody for us and the Dominicans.
Well, I think the time's going to come before very long when we have to kind of make up a choice to either let Castro have it or take it. It's we are hoping that he doesn't have that much influence, but I rather believe he does.
What did Bosch tell Ablas?
I haven't talked to him. They're going to see today. He's going to spend the day down there. But
well, I misstated this then to Goodpaster. You can correct him when he calls me.
Yeah.
Well, we're prepared militarily, Mr. President, every way I believe we can be.
Well, now, suppose they command your forces in Bosnia say there's nothing we can do that we could accept. Then suppose Palmer and Bennett and our other people, Mann, say we've got to have the radio station. Have we thought about what we do and how we do it?
Yes. I don't believe he's come back yet. He went to the 10 o'clock meeting this morning, and he and I agreed that we should set up a special group that does nothing but work on that radio station. It's at the moment split somewhat between CAS, CIA, and defense. But this is a small project that we ought to be able to, I think, take over ourselves. And that was my suggestion to Cy, and he was going to work with the group on it this morning.
Now, another thing that I wanted to call to your attention, I don't think there'd be any question about what you've been to have some extensive grilling on what warnings you had from the services and from CIA.
Yes.
And I see from the columns in New York Post yesterday and others that they're after the invisible government and they're after the CIA, and they want to kind of make a goat out of it like they did with the Bay of Pigs thing. I don't know what the facts are, do you?
Well, I know that we had enough warnings as far as our military requirements were concerned, Mr.